Mark 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And immediately on his going out of the ship, there met him out of the tombs a man possessed by an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling in the tombs. And no one was able to bind him, not even with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn asunder by him, and the fetters were shattered, and no one was able to subdue him. And continually, night and day, in the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying and cutting himself with stones. But seeing Jesus from afar off, he ran and did him homage, and crying with a loud voice, he says, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, torment me not." For he said to him, "Come forth, unclean spirit, out of the man." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he says to him, "Legion is my name, because we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was there, just at the mountain, a great herd of swine feeding. And they besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And Jesus immediately allowed them. And the unclean spirits, going out, entered into the swine. And the herd rushed down the steep slope into the sea, about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And those that were feeding them fled and reported it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had taken place. And they come to Jesus, and they see the possessed of the demons sitting and clothed and sensible, him that had had the legion. And they were afraid. And they that had seen it related to them how it had happened to the man possessed by demons, and concerning the swine. And they began to beg him to depart from their coasts. And as he went on board ship, the man that had been possessed by demons besought him that he might be with him. And he suffered him not, but says to him, "Go to thine home, to thine own people, and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee, and has had mercy on thee." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all wondered. And Jesus, having passed over in the ship again to the other side, a great crowd gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, by name Jairus, and seeing him, falls down at his feet. And he besought him much, saying, "My little daughter is at extremity. I pray that thou shouldest come and lay thy hands upon her, so that she may be healed and may live." And he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed on him. And a certain woman who had had a flux of blood 12 years, and had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent everything she had, and had found no advantage from it, but had rather got worse, having heard concerning Jesus, came in the crowd behind and touched his clothes. For she said, "If I shall touch but his clothes, I shall be healed." And immediately her fountain of blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was cured from the scourge. And immediately Jesus, knowing in himself the power that had gone out of him, turning round in the crowd, said, "Who has touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "Thou seest the crowd pressing on thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her who had done this. But the woman, frightened and trembling, knowing what had taken place in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace, and be well of thy scourge." While he was yet speaking, they come from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, "Thy daughter has died. Why troublest thou the teacher any further?" But Jesus immediately, having heard the word spoken, says to the ruler of the synagogue, "Fear not, only believe." And he suffered no one to accompany him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he comes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and sees the tumult, and people weeping and wailing greatly. And entering in, he says to them, "Why do ye make a tumult and weep? The child has not died, but sleeps." And they derided him. But he, having put them all out, takes with him the father of the child and the mother and those that were with him, and enters in where the child was lying. And having laid hold of the hand of the child, he says to her, Talitha kumi, which is interpreted, Damsel, I say to thee, arise. And immediately the damsel arose and walked, for she was 12 years old. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them much that no one should know this. And he desired that something should be given her to eat.